During the last months of his life on earth, Jesus told a great many parables. He gave himself entirely to teaching his disciples and instructing the people. Great crowds followed him wherever he went and listened to his words. Jesus spoke in a simple way so that those who wanted to understand could do so. He illustrated his teaching with short stories taken from everyday life, his wonderful parables. The Lord warned his disciples that in this life there would always be things that cause people to stumble and sin, so the believer must be constantly on his guard and also ready to forgive. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, he said. Even if he sins 7 times in a day and comes back to you and repents, forgive him. A forgiving spirit and perseverance are necessary for the believer's prayers to be answered. So Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men, he said. There was also a widow in that town who kept coming to him and pleading for her rights. "Grant me justice against my adversary," she said. For some time the judge refused to do so. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps troubling me, I will see that she gets her rights, or else she will keep on coming and finally wear me out." And the Lord added, "Listen to what that unrighteous judge said. And will not God judge in favor of his own people who cry out to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will judge in their favor and do it quickly." This parable showed that if an ungodly man helps someone for selfish reasons, how much more will God, the righteous judge, freely help those who love him? Then Jesus remarked, "But will the Son of Man find faith on the earth when he comes?" A forgiving spirit, perseverance, faith, but also humility are essential for prayer to be answered. So Jesus told another parable to people who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else. 2 men went up to the temple to pray, he said. One was a Pharisee and the other a publican or tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like other men, greedy, dishonest, or immoral, or even like this publican. I fast 2 days every week, and I give you 1/10 of all my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." "I tell you," said Jesus, "this man, and not the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The tax collector's repentance and humility had reconciled him with God, even though he was rejected by men, while the Pharisee's pride and self-righteousness had separated from divine grace this respectable Jewish religious leader. One day, some people brought small children to Jesus to have him touch them and bless them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked the people. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Next episode, Lazarus raised from the dead.